So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bring forth good fruits, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruits. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. Thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, in thy blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we just celebrated the Feast of the Precious Blood this past Friday, first Friday, June 1st. And so we know that obviously that our Lord was appointed by Almighty God to be the Redeemer of the world, shedding his blood, whether in the circumcision, his agony and passion, but then ultimately on the cross, shedding that blood to redeem mankind, to give us a chance again for heaven. And so therefore, we try to live our lives pleasing to God so that his blood is not shed in vain for us. And I think it ties in very well when we look at last month was the month of the Sacred Hearts. We talked about the love and the mercy of the Sacred Heart. I think it ties in very well that we would look at also then this month. This month is dedicated to our Lord's most precious blood. And in some ways, we can say that illustrates his true love for us because of his willingness to shed it in order to redeem us. And so just as we talk about the mercy of the Sacred Heart, the love of the Sacred Heart, we can say this is kind of the practical application of that. That certainly we know that God created our souls to come back to him. In Wisdom 11:27, we see that it says, "O Lord, who lovest souls." So we know very concretely that our Lord loves our souls, wants us in heaven. And so that's why I think that it's important for us then to focus on, not only last month when we focused on the mercy of the Sacred Heart, but I think also then we can try to look at then the application of that love for us, an application of that mercy for us in the shedding of his most precious blood. In the hymn Adoro Te of St. Thomas Aquinas, it sings of the immeasurable power of the Redeemer's shedding of his blood for us, that one drop for mankind outpoured would be able to save all of us, would it be able to redeem us all, and yet we see how much that our Lord shed for us. Now, just as I mentioned with his circumcision at the very beginning, but then his passion, his agony that he went through, and then ultimately that he does, he sheds his blood for us on the cross. We mentioned the ignominious death on the cross. Our Lord did that out of love for all of us. And so that's where it's important for us then to try to make that application also in our spiritual life. Just as we turn to the Sacred Heart, asking for his mercy, whether through the confessional, or asking for him to give us the graces that we need, I think we also have to then to try to apply then this idea of the love of the Sacred Heart and the mercy of the Sacred Heart, apply it to our lives. And as I say, we don't want his blood shed in vain for our soul. We know that is what our Lord suffered in his agony, was because of souls turning their back on him, that therefore then his blood would be shed in vain for those specific souls. And that's why our Lord suffered so much in his agony, because of the souls that would turn their back to him. And I think that's where then we have in St. Paul in the epistle today reminding us of the dangers of serving sin. Because he tells us what it will produce. It will produce death. Death for us spiritually. But that's where then he goes on to say, but now we are being made free from sin. We're free from sin, why? Because of our Lord's death, because of his shedding of his blood. And then the fruit until sanctification that will produce life everlasting. And so we see that our Lord shed his most precious blood in order to help us to gain life everlasting. But it's not a guarantee for us. It is something that we have to apply to our daily lives. A living a life pleasing to God. Not serving sin, but on the contrary, serving Almighty God. Because that's why St. Paul gives us that famous saying of how the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God is life everlasting. So he puts it very clearly to us, very bluntly to us. That if you're going to serve sin, it's going to produce death in you. If you want to serve Almighty God and to receive the graces of God, that is where then life everlasting will come. So that is the application that we must try to make. And so then when you look at the gospel, also lends itself for us to think about this. Because he talks in there about following the will of God. We know from St. Paul and other places that he talks about the will of God being our sanctification. God wants us to be saved. God wants us holy. And so therefore, then when you look at that in the gospel account, that's why our Lord says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those doing God's will, the will of God. We see that also with the parable that our Lord gives of the 10 virgins, that some knock on the door because they left, they weren't ready, they weren't prepared. They knocked on the door and said, Lord, Lord, open up. And our Lord said, I know you not. I know you not. Because they were not doing the will of God. So that's where then our Lord says, by their fruits you shall know them. It is only those that are doing the will of God. Only those that are doing what God wants. And again, we go back to what is the will of God. It's our sanctification. It is for us to become holy. So that's where I say there's a practical application to us beseeching the mercy of Almighty God. It is to apply it to our daily lives, to seek that in living a life that is pleasing to God, doing God's will. Are we producing good fruit in our soul? Is there a good fruit for us? And so that's where we can try to make this application each day. How are we doing in the eyes of God? Are we living according to God's will for us? Are we trying to work on our sanctification? Are we doing that or not? And I think that's what's important for us to try to examine during these times. Very clearly we see with the Epistle and the Gospel, it helps us to look at it and see, is there good fruit being produced? And that's something very clearly we can see. We can see in our own spiritual life, is there good fruit or not? And if there's not, that's what we have to try to do something about it. I mean, again, it's not enough just to say, Lord, Lord. I mean, obviously, if we beseech God, if we seek the mercy from God, we have to put it into practice then after that. We can't just say, Lord, Lord, and expect, okay, well, now we'll become saints. There's a process of what we have to try to apply to our daily lives, what we have to try to do. So try to take this time to pray to Almighty God, and especially to pray to our Lord. It would be a good habit for us to maybe during this month of July to pray the litany to the precious blood, of seeing all the invocations that we make of our Lord shedding his most precious blood for us, the proof of his love. I mean, that's something that we should try to think about in this month of July. I'll leave you with the collect of the precious blood itself. We may so venerate the price of our own redemption, and by its power be so defended from the evils of this present life on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.